when the orchestra settled in Seattle, she was the conductor at that time of the orchestra, which was unusual in those days. So I kind of like to think of her as a early feminist.
And did they come to Alaska specifically because the lure of gold was there?
Well, she met her husband in Seattle, and he came out because his father, my great-grandfather, was a gold rusher. He came originally to the Klondike, and then when gold was discovered in Nome, he came over to Nome. So, yeah, he was very involved with the mines and the gold rush. But my grandmother was there just because she happened to be married to his son.
Russ, I want to get you in here now. Russ Reno, you're the director for this film, A Rose and Candle, which is Beverly Churchill's grandmother's story. How did you get involved in this? How did you even hear about it?
Wow. What amazing story it is. Beverly approached me about, she had these old cassette tapes and she wanted to have them put onto a DVD. So I said, sure, I'll help you with that. And I did. And we got them over and put them on there. Well, as I was listening to these stories, I thought, this is amazing. You know, this is some really cool stuff here. So I went back to Beverly and I said, Beverly, how would you like to put this to be a little bit more than just changing over those cassette tapes over to DVD? Let's make a little documentary out of it. And 3 years later, we went for it. And we put together a 53-minute little mini movie about her life.
Why was this important for you to get involved in this project that took quite a bit of time?
One word, history. Is an amazing thing, and I learned a lot of things on this. One was the influence of the Jewish immigrants that came up to Alaska, and I was surprised to hear how large and how acclimated Nome became with 20,000 plus estimated people that lived there during that time. So it was a really neat experience to understand how it got started, and these people that started out as originally coming up to gold mine, then found a niche or a need for all of these little shops and merchants, and they started the first infrastructure for major cities and populations up in Alaska that was more modernized. Just an amazing story. From coming up on the SS Victoria and from dog mushing to Nome from Candle in order to just have her baby and to walking all the way from Candle to Nome, things like that, that just real true stories about Alaskan history.
Is Candle still there? Is there still a village there?
It is not an active community, but it is still there. The hospital was probably the best structure made there. It's still standing. I believe a family actually still lives in it now. I took my father up there when he was probably about 86 years old. This is where he was born. And my brother, kind of puttered my father around on this four-wheeler. And there was some mining, active mining going on up further from where we were. But it was funny to me because my father kept going down to the beach and looking around going, this isn't how I remember it. This isn't how I remember it. So I don't know what's happened. I do know probably about 1930, there was a major fire that pretty much leveled Candle. So it's never been quite the same.